This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been following the story of a Mexican journalist who was being threatened at home because of his reporting on crimes by Mexican soldiers. Emilio Gutierrez Soto and his son Oscar entered the United States seeking asylum because they feared for their lives.
This can be a very dangerous profession in Mexico, as I believe there might be some 130 journalists that have been killed in the last 10 years.
Right now, Gutierrez Soto is a recipient of a University of Michigan Knight Wallace Fellowship for Journalists. The federal government is working to deport him and his son. This week, U.S. Representatives Debbie Dingell and Fred Upton sent a letter to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE. The members of Congress urged ICE to stop the deportation case. Joining us now is Representative Dingell. So why did you get involved in this particular case over any of the other deportation cases in your district?
Well, this is not the only case that I'm involved in, and there are many people that I am trying to help. So I want to say that. I have become involved in this case because it was brought to my attention by a number of people at the University of Michigan, and very clearly, Emilio, if he were to return to Mexico's life is being threatened, and he and his family would be living in very difficult circumstances. This country is a place where people need to be able to seek political asylum. Many of the people that are working with him have talk about what a good person he is. He was doing his job, documenting crimes committed by Mexican soldiers. And, you know, since he's been here, he's abided by the U.S. laws, fully cooperated. And we have to protect a free press. And this, for me, as much as it is about anything else, is protecting a free press.
In addition to sending a letter to ICE, you've also introduced a private bill, in other words, a bill specific to one person. What would happen if that was approved?
So I want to be very clear what the – I'm trying to change the policy again on what these private bills do. They used to be a lot more successful. But by a member introducing a private bill, immigration understands that we are really taking a very strong stand, that this is something we're concerned about. I went to – Fred had heard about this case as much as I had, and when we found out that his case for asylum had been denied, I said, Fred, we need to do this in a bipartisan way. Will you do a letter with me? When you do private bills, you are not allowed to have co-sponsors. But I have been talking to a number of my colleagues throughout the House, and we are looking at further things that we can do on a bipartisan way that shows that somebody can do their job and not face death threats and harassment from a military and from the government. No one should be killed doing their job.
I'm wondering, you and Fred Upton, Congressman Upton, wrote this letter together. When members of Congress send letters and introduce bills like that, how much effect does it have on a federal agency's actions?
Well, I don't know, which is why it clearly we are trying to document, and I would ask everybody who's listening to this, who cares about a freedom of the press, that we need to create, we need to make it clear to the government at all levels in this country that we need to halt his deportation and that there are reasons for justifiable asylum. And this is one person and his family that deserve it. Mexico remains the deadliest country for journalists worldwide. That's not engaged in armed conflict. And we've already had two journalists murdered in this country this year. These are legitimate, documented concerns surrounding Emilio's safety. And who are we as America and the United States if we are not going to fight for one of the fundamental pillars of our Constitution, which is freedom of the press?
News media organizations and advocates for a free press have been working on this Gutierrez Soto case, offering up evidence why his reporting makes him a target. The immigration judge in this case has not been very keen on reviewing that information. What do you think is going on there?
I don't know, and I'm certainly not going to. Right now, I just want the top officials to understand that this is a man that will face very serious, real, violent threats to he and his family. And I don't think that that's right. And I think that we should be protecting him. And that's what part of my job is to do, is to protect the safety and freedom of the press. And this man was doing an invaluable service to people in this country, putting the spotlight on wrongdoing.
We've been talking with U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell, who, along with Fred Upton, is urging ICE to stop deportation proceedings of a Mexican journalist and his son because of expected retribution from Mexican soldiers who allegedly committed crimes that Emilia Gutierrez Soto reported on. Thanks, Representative Dingell.
Thank you. And thanks for helping to shed light on this. And I hope other people will speak up for freedom of the press. I don't agree with everything that's ever written, but our democracy and democracies around the world are under real and serious threat when we don't protect freedom of the press, freedom of speech, too.